What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
In today's edition of You and the Law, we tell you more about some stipulations under the Agricultural Produce Act. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Hey, my son, come help your old man put them potatoes up on the truck.
All right, Pops. Pops, you have your receipt book?
No, son. What about receipts from Farmer Joe?
But Pops, that not legal. I hear on the radio that once you're involved in trading or in the business of growing or reaping agricultural produce, you need to get registered with RAD at any of them parish office. And once you decide to buy, sell, or export, you need a produce license and a receipt book. You must give the receipt to anybody who buy from you.
Then, which law that under?
The Agricultural Produce Act, Pops. If you have the receipt book, the police can better assist if them thief your goods.
Oh. So, where may I go get the receipt book now?
You get it at any JS office in the parish where you live, or the parish where you do business, once you have your produce license.
The Agricultural Produce Act outlines certain requirements that farmers must adhere to. According to the Act, every person involved in the trade or business of growing or rearing agricultural produce should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Farmers can be registered at any of the RADA parish offices. Every person involved in the trade or business of selling or buying or of buying or exporting agricultural produce is required to take out a license under the Act. No person is to transport on any highway or public road any agricultural produce unless it is accompanied by a receipt. The receipt must be issued for every transaction. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, only a registered farmer can receive a receipt book from the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS.
What that means is, if I purchase from a farmer as a vendor, then that farmer will give me a receipt. However, as a vendor, if I'm selling those produce to somebody else, I won't be able to obtain a receipt book from JAS. And as a result, I won't have a receipt to issue that person.
Predial Larceny Prevention Officer Sergeant Damian Harry. You may purchase a receipt book at any office of the JAS in the parish you reside if you are a licensed produce dealer, the parish you conduct business, or where your license was issued. The produce receipt helps the police to verify whether or not the produce in transit was stolen or purchased. It also facilitates speedy dialogue between the police and farmers and assists in the apprehension of persons who steal agricultural produce.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring being. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation.
Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
We've come to the end of this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again same time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.